Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel today. All right, it's cold and flu season. I've got my Kleenex, I'm not kidding you, right next to me. So if you hear some bizarre noise, it's me blowing my nose. I've been sneezing. Now, knock on wood, I almost never get ill. And right now, I'm just fighting the good fight here valiantly, you know, trying to make this thing, you know, go away. And so far, so good. I'm still knocking on wood. So that's more noise coming from me. But you know something? I bet a lot of you don't know that there are hidden heart risks for cold and flu season too. Bad enough we have to be blowing our noses. So, what's that about? Dr. Ronnie Whitfield is a physician, a board-certified family physician, and also someone who's going to help us understand what are these heart risks for cold and flu season. He's going to be talking to us from his native Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His website is h2doc.com. The organization is heart.org, the American Heart Association. So, okay. Cold and flu season is here, Dr. Ronnie. What are we going to be doing? What do we need to know about high blood pressure and cold and flu season?
Well, first thing, Doc, we've got to prevent this nasty bug from infecting us. And I know many of us are worried about Ebola, and we should be to some degree, but more educated on that disease, and that's a whole other topic. But when it comes to the flu, we got to prevent this from happening. So people need to get the flu shots, they need to wash their hands, and, of course, avoid people who have the flu. So that being said, there are some hidden risks that we need to be concerned about, and one of those has to deal with one of the most common things we see in our communities, especially in the South, and that's high blood pressure or hypertension. Many people, one out of three individuals in our country, has high blood pressure, and we have a very high rate among African Americans. So I'm on the trail to try to get the word out about what we can do to not only prevent the flu, but look for things that could put us at risk for having a heart attack or stroke.
Really? So, I mean, a lot of people are sitting out there saying, huh, what? Having a cold and flu is going to actually up my heart risk? Help them understand how that works.
Well, again, many people aren't aware that many of the things, what happens when we have the flu, you're going to the store, you're trying to self-medicate. Many of us don't want to miss going to work. We've got kids, we got to get to school. So what do? You self-medicate. And there are many over-the-counter medications and products that could, one, increase the blood pressure, which, again, increase your risk of heart attack and stroke, but also put you at risk for other health conditions that are related to high blood pressure, such as damage to the eyes, damage to the kidneys. So when you're self-medicating and you have that cough, cold, and fever, you've got to be able to decipher what's on that label, because there are many things in those products that you're buying over the counter that can impact your blood pressure, particularly the caffeinated products that you see that may help you with a headache or may help you to, some people use those caffeinated products for energy. These things can particularly impact your blood pressure and, again, increase your risk for heart attack and stroke. So we've got to be able to decipher the label and know that there are many things that are labeled as safe for people with high blood pressure, so they've got to read those labels before they start buying those medicines. And if you're confused, obviously call your physician's office or someone that can help you determine whether that medicine is
all right. All right, so, I can just think of those energy drinks with, at least four cups of coffee in them, needless to say, Monster and,
right,
and Red Bull and the rest of them. But, if your mom's walking into, CVS and she's looking for some over-the-counter medication to help her, what should she be staying away from?
Again, got to read those labels, so decongestants, which are a lot of those cough and cold remedies, they can temporarily raise your blood pressure. We mentioned the products with caffeine. Anti-inflammatories are NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and we're talking about the ibuprofens and the Aleves, the naproxens. Those medicines can temporarily elevate the blood pressure as well as damage the kidney, so we've got to be careful when we're taking those. So those are things we should look for. If you're in the drugstore or pharmacy and you're confused, not sure what that label means, and it's not saying something that is labeled as safe for people with high blood pressure, speak to the pharmacist. Don't buy those things and take them randomly. In many cases, and Dr. Peek is a physician, I may prescribe something to a hypertensive patient that has a decongestant in it, but it's only because it's for a short period of time and it's being controlled by me as a physician. But again, that's between a physician and a patient. So some patients say, oh, well, I can take my sister's medicines because I've got these symptoms of the cough, cold, and flu. That's not a safe thing to do at all.
Yeah, and that's, I think what you just said is so unbelievably important. Stay away from other people's medications. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's just, you can end up suffering a horrible allergic reaction. Just stay away, and especially when it comes to antibiotics and the such, because you don't know. And so I can't begin to stress that enough. I tell that to all my patients. So, you know, Dr. Whitfield. So people are now saying, okay, well, I'm going to stay away from all that stuff, man. You scared the living daylights out of me. I'm just going to go in there, find out what my blood pressure is, and I'm going to start like scoping this out, because this has been such a great eye opener. But what kinds of natural ways then are there to help treat the cold and flu that can keep your heart healthy and safe?
Well, again, we're talking about a viral illness, and many of my patients almost to the point of becoming angry with me, demand antibiotics to treat something that's not a bacteria. So if your physician feels that this is a viral illness, one of the first things you got to do is just go home and get some rest. Again, avoiding people that are sick. There's been some anecdotal evidence about taking increased amounts of vitamin C, echinacea, to reduce the zinc, to reduce the duration of cough and cold symptoms from maybe 7 days to 5 days. But in many cases, these things have to run their course. If you're developing high fevers, you're coughing up green-brown mucus or sputum, those are things that suggest that you may have another type of infection, a bacterial infection, that will require antibiotics. But in many cases, there's not a whole lot that we can do other than protecting ourselves. We manage the fevers, temperatures with acetaminophen or Tylenol, which keeps the temperatures regulated. You want to stay well hydrated. Some people can develop diarrhea. So, you know, when we're dealing with flu-type illnesses, you're basically managing those symptoms and watching the patient or watching your loved one. And if things worsen, that's when you call a physician. But in many cases, there's not a lot of stuff there's some anecdotal things out there. I know I'm from Louisiana. We have something called the hot toddy, Dr. Peek. I'm sure you're familiar with that, which is
Peach
family. It could have brandy, tea bags, honey, sugar, lemon in it. Again, many of these things haven't been researched. We're not sure if they actually help or not. They can be comforting, but they're not going to cure anything. And the virus, in many cases, just has to run its course. Of course, in the elderly and young patients, we are at risk for some morbidity and mortality, so they need to be watched a little bit more closely. So our younger patients and our older patients can actually die from the flu, and pregnant women as well need to be very careful. So my rule of thumb is to make sure that you get that flu shot before any of these things do happen.
And the flu shot is usually available when?
We started administering flu shot the end of September, 1st of October. The flu season is really weird to predict, as you know. There's variations and fluctuations in the virus, and there's different strains. And some people get upset with me and say, well, I got the flu shot, Dr. Whitfield, and I got a cold. And I say, well, a cold is a lot different. The adenoviruses, which we see commonly around this time of year, are much, much different than an influenza virus, which, again, can actually kill individuals in our country. So, the flu season can fluctuate, but usually we're peaking somewhere between maybe January and March, but you'll start seeing some influenza cases as early as October, end of September. So, again, we're not quite sure what that season is going to look like each year. It can fluctuate and vary. We've just got to be on top of it.
You know something? Dr. Ronnie Whitfield has been just wonderful at helping us understand hidden heart risks for the cold and flu season. The website is h2doc.com, the organization heart.org, and that's the American Heart Association. So everyone out there, make sure to get those vaccines. Do what you need to do, but sit down with your physician, your medical providers, and don't be touching other people's medications, for crying out loud. It's really important. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.